And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes. Our second hour is upon us, and our first guest this hour, Matt. Matt, am I saying right? Is it Peel? Is that right?
Yes, sir. You got it.
Perfect. Certified exercise specialist and the author of The Athlete in the Game of Life, Stretch, Strengthen, Live, and Thrive. And right now, Matt, a lot of folks are working from home, and yet that's causing chronic pain in some individuals. Let's talk about that for a moment.
Absolutely. I would say that it's been causing chronic pain for a long time as we're sedentary and driving our cars back and forth to work, sit in the office all day, drive it back home, sit at home. But now it's just been exacerbated because there's not even that chance to leave the office or go somewhere and get out for lunch. Right?
Matt, for example, I mean, I've been coming to the station daily all through COVID. Charlie and I both do. And, you know, Charlie rides public transportation. I drive, but the way our parking is situated here at the station, you know, you've got a little bit of a walk to get into the station, got a little bit of walk out. You're walking around the station. You're walking, you know, any place you know, even going to the bathroom is a much longer trip here than it would be at my home office where, you know, you're 10 steps from the bathroom, where here I've got to walk a, you know, a good probably, you know, 25, 30 yards to go to the bathroom. To your point, in the office setting, you're doing a lot more activity. Whether you know it or not, you're not doing that at home.
Absolutely not. And people are expecting you to respond immediately on whatever device may be in your hand or closest to you because they know that you're not going anywhere. You don't have a 25-yard walk to the bathroom or he went out for lunch. Really? Why? You should be home.
Great point. Great point.
Matt, have we just designed an unnatural workplace? And what I mean is this. Yeah. Isn't the human body designed to be in action, to be in motion? And we have basically 100%. Made it so it isn't.
100%. 100%. As mammals, when's the last time you just saw a cow lying around? You know, they do get up, they move around, the horses get up. You know, animals move around. So we're an animal at the end of the day. So it is, and it's exacerbating our chronic conditions of back pain, neck pain, hip pain, knee pain. And then there's also obviously a mental price for that.
Yes.
I just read something on Google today about Google on LinkedIn that said that now they're still going to offer 3 days home, 2 days in the office, so which is great, but it's still exacerbating that same problem.
Yeah, you're right.
I was also kind of wondering, Matt, what about depression? Because people are becoming incredibly depressed and isolated. And I wonder, is that also hurting things like their, obviously their physical activity, but also their posture? I mean, doesn't your posture get affected by being depressed?
Oh, great question, by the way.
Absolutely, because your posture and how you hold yourself is part of your self-confidence and your self-esteem. So you can easily see when a person, you know, when your friend or family member is kind of depressed and down, everything is hunched over and they got their hands in their pockets, they're looking down and they're closed off, as opposed to someone who's happy. Hey, they're standing up a little bit taller, shoulders are back, head is back, smile on the face, and you can just tell that they feel better about themselves.
All right, we're talking to Matt Peel again. He is an expert in the things that we are talking about because he's a certified corrective exercise specialist. So let's get to some results, Matt, in what folks can do if they're listening to us. Maybe they even are at home right now working and they're wondering, yeah, guys, great. How do I get out of this pattern?
Absolutely. So I'll just go over a couple things real quick as far as, let's talk about the hips area because everybody complains about back pain. Right? Low back pain is the number one cause of chronic pain in America. Neck pain is number three. So what do we got to do? We got to stretch and strengthen at the same time. And typically, people are stretching the wrong muscles anyways, which just makes them even worse. So if we're sitting for long periods of time, we need to stretch the muscles on top of our legs, which are the hip flexors and our quadriceps. And then we need to strengthen the muscles in right behind them, which are our glutes or our butt, and then our hamstrings. Because the muscles in every joint have what's called a length-tension relationship. So if one's tight, the opposite is lengthened and weak. And if you want to go hiking, if you want to play golf, you want to play tennis, you want to go do all these things, work out in the gym, you can't function properly when your muscles are out of whack. chiropractors are great, but that's just a one-time adjustment. This is something we need to work on ourselves on a daily basis.
Okay, that makes total sense. Folks listening, by the way, you can find Matt at mattpeale.com. It's MattPeale.com. MattPeale.com. By the way, good stuff, Matt. Okay, so let's say there's folks that maybe are a little more, how should I say this? They're the folks that really should be protecting themselves with, you know, COVID. They really can't get out of the house. They're more vulnerable, whether it be age or an immune disorder, something along those lines. What are things they can do at home in regards to some of the things you just mentioned?
Great. So I'll expand a little bit on that and work a little bit to at the neck and shoulder level. So we'll kind of actually go at the neck and shoulder level. There's a phenomenon out there called text neck. And what is text neck? Well, look down at your phone. Do that now as we're doing it for hours and hours every day. What does that do? Well, that pulls your head forward. It can cause shoulder impingement. It begins to cause tension headaches. It begins to cause migraine headaches. So we have to do things, number one. So if we're standing up tall, we can just kind of touch your chin. Just push that head back a little bit. That gets your ears in line with your shoulders. So we can go right up against a wall, put our hands up nice and high, bring them down so our arms are like at an L shape, and you'll feel that whole stretch and feel like your spine is being ripped out of you. And if that's the way you're feeling it, then that's good in a sense, because we got to draw ourselves back and stretch out our chest muscles at the same time, again, to pull your head into proper position and don't have as many headaches.
Matt, would you do me a favor? Could you describe?
You want to hold on?
Describe that stretch again.
That was great.
Because we can't see it, we're hearing it, so if we can hear it twice.
No problem. So stand with your back flat against the wall, heels against the wall, head against the wall. Raise your arms up straight as high as you can. And then bring them down slowly, trying to keep your elbows against that wall so that your arms are then at a 90-degree angle like an L on both sides of you. You're going to feel everything pulling back, and depends on how tight you are is how much it may kind of hurt. But that's what we need to do to begin to bring our scapula back and retracted and our shoulders in line with our ears.
John just tried to do it. He's stuck now. His hands are straight up.
That's awesome. That's good.
So I have a client who calls that. He nicknamed this. He says, "Oh, my God, Matt, this is the crucifixion." Well, that's probably a pretty good name for it right there. So from now on, that's just what we say.
By the way, these are things, too, just for everybody listening. And, Matt, I appreciate you doing what you're doing, because these are things people can do right at home. They don't have to go to the gym.
Right at home.
They don't have to venture out. They can do all this at home. What's something else they can do while they're at home?
Let's move down a little bit now into that hip area. So ladies do this a lot, but guys not so much, but it's very effective. We can do something called a bridging or a glute ham bridge, as in hamstring. Lay flat on your back. Bend your knees so your feet are close to your butt, hands next to you, palms up, and just push your hips up as high as you can. You're going to feel a little stretch on top of your thighs, and then you should feel your glutes and your hamstrings working. You can do that in your living room while they're blabbling on Zoom call. Just turn the camera off and get yourself some bridges in and let them babble again, and then all of a sudden pop up in your shirt, and you got your bunny slippers on underneath, and no one knows the difference.
Okay, Matt, so you're on your back, your feet are up toward your butt, okay? Why do you have your hands are along, are they sticking out or are they along your body?
No, they're just along your body
right
next to you.
Why do you have your palms up?
Yeah,
why do you have your palms up? What does that do?
Harder.
Because that's a little trick. No, good guess, though. That's a little trick to prevent you from using your hand to help push yourself up.
That's what I figured.
If your palms are up, that's not a
because if your palms are down, you're going to use that to help prop your butt up. This way, you're using all of your back and glute muscles to do that, right?
You got it, Toyota. That's what I'm talking about.
You see, I thought it was just because you're in a great deal of pain right now, and it's a form of prayer.
That too.
Some clients, you're darn right it is.
Okay, so we've got...
And then stretch out your quadriceps, too, so
we
on
get
top of that.
Two exercises so far. Give us a third before we let you go, Matt. We'll have you back, by the way. We're going to have you back all after right. the first year. This is great.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, we can talk about resolutions and all the,
that's
the
right.
jazz like
that's
that.
That's right.
So another thing we can do to help with our posture is we can, standing up nice and tall, we want to put our arms down, thumbs up, right next to us, and then we want to raise those out like at a 45-degree angle. So if they're straight in front of us is 90, if they're straight to the side of us is 90, kind of that 45-degree angle there. And then just raise them up, and if you have like some soup cans at home, a little resistance, and that begins to also pull your posture back and strengthen those weak back muscles.
This is awkward because it looks like John and I want to hug.
We're doing this as we're mimicking what you're saying.
But we're guys.
That's what we do. Nobody can see us, luckily, but yeah, that's what we're doing.
And if you want to hug, it's okay.
No, we're guys.
So, you know, go ahead.
I'm not hugging this guy. What are you talking about, Matt?
No way.
Well, this is really good stuff, Matt. Again, everybody listening, these are things that each and every one of you can do. And, yeah, no, Matt, I first of the year, once we get through, you know, Christmas and kind of that holiday season, love to get you back. There'll be all the New Year's resolutions going on. It's always a big deal. And, you know, I hate to say this, but I don't think we're going to see a lot of changes when it comes to COVID and lockdowns and gyms and things like that, especially here in Colorado. So any advice you can give our listeners as we move forward, that would be great.
Yeah, absolutely. I would love to be back.
All right. We'll have you back again. It's Matt Peale, MattPeale.com. Matt, thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you, John.
You're very welcome. Good stuff. We'll have Matt. This will be fun. We'll have
you
back.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to do some of those. Those don't sound too hard, but man, I bet it makes you feel better.
You know what's actually hard to find is a flat area of the wall of your house.
Can be.
Everything's at angles nowadays,
can
the way
be.
These things are
yeah.
built,
can
and
be.
It's kind of, yeah, or you got well, pictures hanging on it.
Go to the garage if you have to.
There you go.
There you go. All right, we'll come right back. Don't go anywhere. Ascent Health Center is next. Speaking of feeling better, and Dr. Julie, by the way, can help you with some of those adjustments that Matt talked about, and then keep doing those exercises and stay tuned. But Ascent Health Center, they can help you feel better. And Dr. Julie will join us tomorrow for Health and Wellness Wednesday. But in the meantime, if you need some, you know, immune therapy, if you need something done to where you can actually boost up your immune system for COVID, if you just don't feel well and you want to feel better, you know what? And you can actually buy some gift certificates and things like that to help some of those that you may know need this. Just call her today, 303-343-8800, or find them at ascenthealthcenter.com.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes. Had a caller call in off air, and I remember him from last week. Rick called in last week and was having an issue at a particular business in town when it came to wearing a mask. It was one of the city rec centers. And he was asking for advice on what to do and so on. And I'm like, well, if you've got a medical exemption, which he has, you're more than welcome to call the ADA and complain and let them know that you're not being you're not being treated fairly as somebody with a disability.
Yeah, I remember this. Well, by the way, that's against HIPAA. You can't even be asking people that.
So guess what he did?
He did exactly that.
He called. He got somebody very nice from the ADA. They said, we will definitely check into that. That's not the way this is supposed to work. We will definitely follow up on it. And I think Rick was rather surprised that they were actually as helpful as they were. And the reality is that's what that's there for. And that's why you need to call them. If you're somebody that truly has a medical exemption for wearing a mask and you enter into a facility and they dog you about wearing one, telling you that you absolutely have to, you can report that to the ADA. It's that simple, folks. And here's the deal. The more of that gets done, the more people will be educated on how this is actually supposed to work, and the better off we'll all be.
Yeah, and you and I can both speak on this, John, because you've obviously owned a lot of businesses, coached a lot of businesses. I have managed in several businesses. And one thing you do not want are ADA complaints. No.
You don't want them breathing down your neck.
No.
All right, so moving right along.
Moving right along.
I talked about this a little bit yesterday, but then this article came up today. I thought, okay, I'm going to talk about this again. So yesterday I started off by talking about how I'm really sick and tired of this term frontline worker. I really am.
Amen.
It's like calling somebody Dr. So-and-so that's not a doctor. This is just as bad. Because what is the front line, by the way? I thought the front line was when you were at war.
No, it's whenever I have to contact those deadly things called people. I'm near people.
Yeah, well, it's not.
I'm afraid.
It's not. And again, I'm really, really tired of that term. I'm tired of people using that term. And I said this the other day. I said this yesterday. Do I appreciate all those people that are out there serving as, you know, whether they be, you know, doctors that are in the healthcare system, whether they're police, fire, all the first responders and so on? Absolutely. You guys hear me talk about that all the time. But I will also tell you this. They chose their profession. The profession didn't choose them.
Right.
So all the nurses that are out there on the quote-unquote front lines that are whining about being there and having to deal with COVID, sorry, I don't have a lot of sympathy. I'm sorry. I just don't. You signed up for this. This is like the...
Yeah, we honor you for doing that. We don't worship you. Okay? There's a difference.
You know, I watched
Apollo... Because our society right now is worshiping them. It's crazy.
I watched Apollo 13 the other night.
Okay.
And, you know, while I was... You know, and you watch that movie and, you know, you're really concerned. We already know the end of the story. You know, the astronauts are going to, you know, come back and all that. But, you know, the movie does a good job of building up the tension and, you know, you really are into it. And are the astronauts going to make it back, right, you know, safely and all of that? And, of course, we want them to. But I'm always reminded they chose to get into that capsule.
Yes.
Nobody forced them in. We don't have a country like Russia where you force a cosmonaut to hop into the capsule and go to outer space. No, we have a volunteer system in this country where they volunteer to do that, correct?
Yes.
And guess what? We have the same thing when it comes to hospital workers, when it comes to firemen, when it comes to police, and by the way, King Super's employees. It's the same thing. So the King Super employee union has made a statement.
Oh, this will be good.
The union... representing grocery store workers, projected a message on the sides of several King Super stores in the Denver metro area on Monday night to get a point across. UFCW Local 7 is pushing to reinstate a $2 an hour bonus for frontline workers.
$2 an hour?
Yep. King Super's paid that bonus at the beginning of the pandemic, but took it away in May. Employees say they face dangers every day going to work during the pandemic to keep the stores running and the community fed. UFCW Local 7 and UFCW Local 21 with U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders wrote a... This is so funny.
Right.
Wrote a letter to Kroger CEO Rodney McCollum addressing the issue. Kroger is a parent company that owns King Supers and City Market. The company responded to Fox 31 saying that since March, it has invested more than $1.3 billion in bonuses for associates and says that has executed dozens of safety measures to protect employees. Again, folks, and if you work for King Supers, I love you. Thank you. I appreciate the groceries and the ability to go there and buy what I need.
Absolutely.
But you're not a frontline worker.
No.
You're a grocery store worker. Let's just face what it is.
Yeah, you're a valuable person. We love you.
We love you.
Treat you great.
But you're not a frontline worker.
No. You're somebody who applied for and got a good job, and way to go. Keep doing it.
Thank you. Keep
but
it up.
$2 an hour more. Look, this is virtue signaling extortion. That's all it is.
This is
it's basically saying it's taking something where, oh, gee, by the way, it's a 99.6% recovery rate on something where you are generally behind a plexiglass shield and you're surrounded by people wearing masks, just like our governor who caught COVID. And you are supposedly in this deadly... You know what? At that point, if that's a deadly scenario, John, then everybody in Denver is in a deadly scenario everywhere they go.
Mm-hmm.
We're all frontline workers. I don't care if you're pumping gas. I don't care if you're at a restaurant. I don't care if you're walking down the street. You are in a frontline scenario if that is one.
If there is such a thing.
There isn't.
Thank you. There's not. I'm so tired of hearing the word frontline worker. First of all, what that does is minimizes everybody else that's behind the scenes doing the things they need to do to make things happen on a daily basis, whether that be the truck driver for King Supers or the bookkeeper at King Supers or the person stocking shelves at night at King Supers or the person that's actually doing the oil changes on the trucks that run the groceries for King Supers. You get my drift?
Yes.
We're basically minimizing everybody else, even inside of King Soopers, that's behind the scenes making things work on a daily basis. We're minimizing them because they are not, quote unquote, frontline workers, which is a bunch of crap.
It's totally a bunch of
crap. There's
no
such thing, by the way.
No. But we have to honor them. By the way, I guess I was...
They make it sound like, just real quick, they make it sound like when you go to King Soopers that I have to walk across a row of dead bodies to get in. Because that's the front line, Andy. I mean, that's how they make it sound, right?
I know.
I'm crawling over dead bodies at the entrance of King Soopers to walk in and buy groceries because it's the front line.
John, I was in the military 4 years. I was trained with an M16. I never went to war, but I could have been called and sent to war at any time, even though I was a pencil pusher.
And thank you. We appreciate that. But regardless, you know, you chose that,
but,
right?
But I chose it. It was a job. Okay?
You were drafted.
I love my country. And I wasn't drafted. I volunteered for it. It was a job. I got a college degree, basically, out of it. And guess what? I could have been sent to a front line somewhere. I never was. Okay? But do I deserve anything special for that? No. And then I look at these people. They haven't even enlisted. They could quit their job anytime. I couldn't. I was stuck. 4 years, right? It's a commitment.
Yep.
They could leave at any time, and yet they're looking at this job as some deadly thing. No, this is extortion. They just want the money.
Again, folks, I'm going to keep saying this. I'm going to keep pushing it until all this hopefully goes away at some point. I really wish, and I know the news media loves it because it's just press, and they feed off this stuff anyways. But please, in your own vocabulary, stop calling people frontline workers, because there aren't any in this country right now, unless we're at war, which I didn't think we were. Now, the press is going to come and say, well, you're at war with COVID. No, we're not. It's a virus. Viruses happen. They mutate. You know, yes, this was sent out by China. That I do believe. But we're not at war. It just is what it is. We're learning to deal with it, which, by the way, we're learning to deal with all the wrong ways. Because if we were learning to deal with it correctly, we wouldn't be in this mess right now. That's a whole nother, you and I talk about that on a routine basis.
You're not dealing with a problem if you do very little to fix it and cause massive other problems in doing so.
Which is what we're doing.
Right. That's not dealing with a problem.
No. No, we are creating, in a lot of ways, a front line for workers in regards to their livelihood, because it's no longer there based upon the dumb decisions we've made as government. But we're not at war with COVID, folks.
Do you know what? You know what our war against COVID is kind of like? It's kind of like if your kid, let's say, you know, your kids are younger and they're in high school and they're having problems with their, you know, kids at school.
Right.
Peer pressure.
Got it.
And you decide the best way to deal with that is to kill all their friends. Now you have no peers.
Good option.
Yeah. Okay. So what we're doing with COVID is to make sure that you do not have any risk. We're going to slaughter all these jobs for all these people out there and make sure that you are less at risk because we've shut down all of their lives.
We'll talk about this more when we come back from the break, but one other scenario or one other example I would give you is it would also be like this. Same situation, same scenario, same kid, but instead of slaughtering all their friends, you just keep your kid home for the rest of their lives and never let them go to school again.
Mine would make a better movie.
True. All right, we'll come right back. Don't go anywhere, folks. Mighty Hand Construction is next. They want to help you out with all of your remodel, expansion projects, whatever it is in Northern Colorado. Give Mighty Hand a call today, 970-844-9191, or find them at klzradio.com.
The team at Mighty Hand gets back to you. A lot of mom-and-pop construction companies don't have large enough teams to call you back promptly. The same guy probably works as both the foreman and the salesperson, so he simply doesn't have the time. Micah Applegate, owner of Mighty Hand Construction in Fort Collins, has a team of dedicated project managers who will make sure you have a solid estimate on your remodeling project within a couple of weeks, at the latest. As a full-service construction company with nothing but 5-star reviews, Mighty Hand prides themselves on their timely responses. Micah and his team run a well-organized business with designated shop managers, their own delivery trucks and equipment, subcontractors they trust, and experienced foremen who will oversee every detail of your project. Visit klzradio.com/mightyhand for custom real estate modification in Northern Colorado. Honoring God, impacting customers.
And if you need any help doing those things that we just talked about at Mighty Hand, Affordable Interest Mortgage can help you with that, including whether you're looking at rental properties, expanding into that, you know, end of things as far as investments go, redoing your existing mortgage, saving money there. And by the way, if you're over 4% on your mortgage, call Kurt today, 720-895-0500.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager All-in-One Loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loan to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
All right, A Good Shop is next. And I said this all, been saying this all along since they became a sponsor of ours. Number one, we've got a great place now for you to take your car and get fixed if it's involved in an accident. Number two, though, if you're involved in an accident and they want to tow the car off, don't let them impound the car. Take it to A Good Shop. Three locations to serve you in Northern Denver. 720-541-7697 is the phone number, or find them at klzradio.com.
After an accident, you just want your vehicle back the way it was as quickly as possible. Before founding A Good Shop Collision Center in North Glen and Commerce City, Al Sturm used to work for some of the big corporate conglomerates, so he has the personal experience to compare the two. Al recently heard from a customer who tried using one of the big corporate shops for some auto body work on his old truck. He waited a month just to get an estimate, only to find out they wouldn't work on older vehicles. At A Good Shop, Al and his team have the autonomy they need to take care of their customers. You don't want your vehicle tied up any longer than necessary. Because A Good Shop has three locations, they can get you in for an estimate faster. Al and his team at A Good Shop are proud to run a certified, independent auto body shop where you're more than just a number. Schedule an estimate now at klzradio.com/collision. Certified collision repair worth referring.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
He's your happy conservative warrior.
Does Reverend Warnock's position on Marxism seem mainstream to you or radical?
I love this Pope. He said, well, I'm not a Marxist, but I know a few Marxists and they're pretty good people.
Direct question for you. Does that seem radical to you or is it just me?
Breaking news and what to make of it.
Don't miss the next Mike Gallagher Show.
Mike Gallagher, weekday mornings at 8 on KLZ 560.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And before we go to the phones, got a text message that said, last time I was in King Supers, I checked myself out. Never got within 6 foot of an employee. Am I a frontline worker? I didn't see a $2 discount. Well said, by the way.
Very great, well said.
Great point. Brad in Lakewood, you're next.
Yeah, I think you were taking a phone call. Yes, about this recent Supreme Court decision. When the Democrats pick a nominee, he seems to vote the way he's supposed to vote, whereas the three, Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, and Barrett, all ruled against Trump.
Yeah, how about that?
Do you think it's a case of Trump doesn't vet him properly enough, or do you think Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, and especially Amy Coney Barrett are backstabbers?
No, I think it was a poor case, and they really didn't have standing. That's my whole take on it. Sorry, I'm being probably the odd man out on this one, Brad, but I don't think they had standing. I think the Supreme Court was correct because I think you get into an issue of states' rights when you start saying that Texas has standing against all the other electors. They don't. They don't. Sorry, they just don't.
So you agreed with the decision?
Yes.
Then?
Unfortunately, I didn't think it was ever going to. I know we had guests that came
I thought we were talking about the Pennsylvania case.
I'm talking about the Texas case.
Okay.
The Texas case has no standing. And Brad, I think they ruled correctly.
Okay. Now, so then.
And I'm
then,
not an attorney, so please don't. Nobody take that at, you know, take that at face value. I am not an attorney, but I do know enough about court cases that if you don't have standing, in other words, if you don't have cause, they're going to throw the thing out. And that's basically what they did in this particular case with Texas's lawsuit.
Alito did make a pretty powerful statement on that, though, basically saying, look, the simple fact is they have, I'm paraphrasing, but the simple fact is they have been heavily affected. Their country has been taken over by the actions of these four states.
But then you'd have to say, how does that affect your state individually? And that's a whole other topic that I don't think that court case was even about.
Well, I could also say that how a United States senator votes, say, in a Florida, Maine, affects us in Colorado, or how Cory Gardner votes affects the people of Texas. So I personally think they should have.
It does, but Brad, the representative, for example, right now here in Colorado, we've now got Hickenlooper and Bennett that are representing Colorado. They are going there to represent the blue state of Colorado and are going to vote according to the blue state of Colorado. Even if that has a negative effect upon a red state like Texas, the way our system works in this country as a republic, that's how it works.
Right, but what if they got in by widespread cheating? And then couldn't you say, okay, you can't just allow this kind of cheating in a state, put people forward, and then disenfranchise the next state over. Let me put it in a different way, John.
What we've been saying all along, and you and I have been saying, where's the proof of the cheating? So far, Brad, here's the issue. No one's proved it yet.
But the problem, John, is this. The Texas and the Trump team are saying, we have the proof. You're not allowing us to present it in court. You're not allowing us to simply come into the court. I'm playing devil's advocate here, okay? You're not allowing us to simply come into the court and present that evidence.
And also, when they quit counting in those four states at 2 in the morning,
right,
and then had the four vote dumps, wouldn't that alone be proof that why did you quit counting at 2 o'clock in the morning?
No. Unfortunately, to answer your question, Brad, no. It's not enough to actually prove that there's widespread corruption just because they stopped counting. And by the way, I believe you guys. I'm on your side. But what I'm saying is, as devil's advocate, I'll just ask you, where's the proof that they cheated, Brad?
I would say in Atlanta, they definitely proved it.
Yeah, they got it on video. But also then, the four states, the legislatures, could have denied certification. So it seems to me you could blame the four states for a certified and knowingly certified in a fraudulent vote.
What about this, guys? Let me do a real quick
hypothetical. I'm not an attorney, so I have no idea. I'm not a constitutional expert or attorney.
Super
so I don't
quick
know.
Hypothetical, mm-hmm. Okay? Trump is a conservative, therefore nobody in the legal area cares about him. Let's face facts. Let's replace Trump with black people.
Okay.
Okay? And let's say that you have a number of states where white racists overtly cheat, and it's proven by you've got a state where that says, hey, these white racists overtly cheated, and they put forth electors who say they're going to put in laws that are going to suppress black people. They're going to put them back into slavery. I'm using extreme cases to make this easy. Could you, as a state, say, they cheated, and now we are going to be under a government that imposes slavery on black people? That is not fair. Because we have evidence they cheated, and all we want is the right to present that evidence to the Supreme Court. Are you telling me the Supreme Court would not take the case? They would take it in a heartbeat, wouldn't they?
I don't know. I can't answer that.
You see,
I don't
but
know.
Because they're coming forth and saying they cheated to deny Trump the election, suddenly nobody cares. And by the way, I would care in either case, obviously.
Go ahead, Brad.
And also in Georgia, people are really upset with Rassenberger for signing that consent decree. They're upset with Kemp for not signing going to a special election. They're upset with Jeff Duncan, and they think that there was cheating involved in November, and this is where it comes to perception. Now people in Georgia are saying they're not going to vote in the January election because they're so mad at Kemp and Rassenberger, and their attitude is, why should I waste my time voting? We're just going to lose by cheating. For example, one person said, if Purdue produced a million votes, the Democrats will just produce a billion votes and won because Stacey Abrams is basically running the show down there. So we got, at the very least, we have a public relations nightmare on our hand.
Can't disagree with you. Brad, good comments, by the way. Appreciate it. I'm going to run to John, who's in Cheyenne. John, you're next. What's going on, John?
Hey, can I go back to the King Soopers thing?
You sure can.
Please.
You had me hysterical laughing in the car. Had to go to work today, first time in a month. But the office, I've been working from home. So, okay, so let me ask you this question, John. if the King Soopers are first line, does my wife deserve extra money because she's going on that airplane every day?
You know, honestly, she would probably be, in my book, considered, if you're going to consider somebody front line, she would be more front line than the worker at King Soopers would be. But in either case, I'm still not considering either one of them front line.
Right. She's right. Much more than the worker at King Soopers.
Agree.
Right. And she looks at it this way. I have a negotiated contract. I get paid what I'm supposed to get paid. I'm not going to ask for more. I mean, that's the way it is. This is what this is the typical standard Democrat liberal.
Yep.
Never let a good crisis go to waste.
That's right. Well, and here's the mistake, by the way, just a side note, and I hate to say this is a mistake, but I do believe it's a mistake. The biggest mistake King Soopers made, which I'm guessing now they wish they'd never done, they never should have gave those workers the $2 an hour raise back when they did, because it's now coming back to bite them.
True.
Yet, I don't think it was a raise. I think they called it a bonus.
It was, but the problem is when you do that, guess what the employee expects moving forward?
Right.
Another one.
You know what? Long time ago, a supervisor, I was in a meeting, and he was just reading the riot act to his employees, and they were union. And all of a sudden, he just looked at them, and he looked them all right in the face. He goes, if you don't like it, Walmart's hiring, and he walked out the door. And it was just hilarious because he's like, hey, you don't like it? There's the door. There's another job out there. I mean, I'll give you a prime example, John. I don't know what a King Super employee is making in Colorado. But right now, I just drove by the sign at the Walmart Distribution Center in Cheyenne, which is right off of the I-25, I-80 intersection. 1975 starting salary. Just under $20 an hour.
Well,
so,
and I just looked up on Glassdoor, a cashier makes between $9 and $22 an hour. That's a cashier.
You know, guys, here's one big difference. Remember I said I was in the Air Force. I had a 4-year commitment. Here's the big difference. These guys can leave their jobs.
Starting pay's $14.16 an hour, by the way.
If they feel, oh my gosh, my job is now too much of a threat to my personal safety.
Find something else.
They can leave. Yeah. Nobody, they're not chained to the job.
They are not.
And Andy, I understand, but you got to stop saying that you're in the military when you're in the Air Scouts.
Well, this is true. I was in the sort of military.
Hey, John, I went to boot camp where the drill instructor asked me if I was born with a coat hanger in my head because I was so stupid.
Oh, my word.
Andy went to boot camp in Lackland Air Force Base where they greeted them in the morning with hot coffee and croissants.
They were delicious, by the way. The croissants were amazing.
Yeah.
Good one. Okay, real quick, by the way.
You know,
so I told you what the cashier, you know, what the starting wage was. Yeah. So it basically looks like you're going to be anywhere between $14 and $22, $23 an hour, depending upon your position.
Okay. And I look at this. I know some people that went to work at the Walmart DC when it first opened, and they have moved up. They're making 30-plus an hour, full benefits, and one of the guys works 3/12s, and they give him a bonus for the 3/12s on the weekend, so it matches the 40-hour work week. And then he gets a night shift bonus, so he works Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, and then he's off for 4 days.
Got it.
And he's making, I think he said, $33, $34 an hour, which I don't care where you are. That ain't bad money.
No, it's not bad money at all. No, you know, nothing wrong with that.
And it's not, you know, he works in a warehouse, and it's, you know, loading pallets, loading trucks, unloading trucks. I mean, warehouse work.
It's tough
but
work.
It's honest work.
Mm-hmm.
And the supervisor called into the local radio show here. He can't find enough employees because he said they show up late or they can't pass a drug test. Or after a week of having to work hard, they're like, I can't do this, and they quit. So
unbelievable.
I don't know what it's amazing when people say, oh, they can't find a job. There's plenty of jobs out there. You got to have a work ethic. And Andy, not picking up, well, picking up the Air Force. But one of the things the military taught us was to get up and be on time.
Yep. Well said. You know, well said.
Nothing like being late. Hey, guys.
John, thanks, man. As always, I appreciate it. We'll take a break. We'll come right back. Purify Chevrolet is next. And if you want to buy a new or used vehicle, it is the place to go, folks. It's like going back in time to buy a car. There's some great employee discount deals right now from Chevrolet. So the best thing to do is just go check them out. PurifyChevrolet.com or 303-659-8311.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. You know, being in business for 6 decades in any business is a tough thing to do, especially in today's highly complex and competitive world. As a small business, we certainly have experienced many trying times when there was no clear answer or path to take for survival. The COVID-19 virus for all of us has been the ultimate business disruptor, but once again, we've managed to keep on keeping on, and we are there to serve our many tried and true customers that have depended on us to always be there. We aren't and never will be a big high-flying dealership, but one with honesty and integrity and a culture of doing things right. We appreciate all our customers, many of which have come long distances to do business with us. We are proud of who we are and what we do. Purefoy proud. We certainly need and would appreciate a chance to earn your business, whether it would be for parts or service or if you're in the market for a new or used vehicle. We'd love to be your Chevy dealer. Find us today at purefoychevrolet.com and find new roads.
All right, Golden Eagle Financial, as you plan for the end of the year and heading into 2021, make sure that your finances are where they need to be and heading into the future as well. That's what Al Smith does. He's a financial advisor. 303-744-1128 or klzradio.com.
You have the money. Now you need a plan. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial specializes in retirement planning, teaching you how to preserve your wealth so you have enough money to last. You've already done the heavy lifting by saving diligently all of your adult life, but you still feel uncertain about what your retirement will look like. You have the money, now you need the plan. As a fiduciary advisor, Al Smith will show you how to protect your savings from unnecessary taxes, when to file for Social Security, and how to minimize risk. Unlike a stockbroker who earns a commission every time they buy or sell on your behalf, Golden Eagle Financial offers stable, long-term guidance so you know what to expect for you and your family's future. Visit klzradio.com/money to set up a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Hi, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And I didn't want to beat a dead horse when it comes to the frontline workers, because I talked about it some yesterday, but boy, there's certain things in life that chap my hide, and that's just one of them. And the reason I say that is when I see that term frontline and it describes a grocery worker or a nurse or, you know, somebody that the news media, by the way, feels is a frontline worker, I just look at that and think, well, you're diminishing everybody else that has to be out doing their job on a daily basis that they don't consider a frontline worker. You're basically telling them they're not worth anything.
Or they're worth less.
Right.
Do you know what really upsets me about all this? We're glorifying these quote-unquote frontline workers. I think the people we need to be thinking about are those who are not workers, who have lost their jobs.
Yeah, what about them?
Okay, all these frontline workers, they're still employed. Right. They're still paying bills. They're still paying off their cars, their homes, their kids' education, all this kind of stuff. You know, and this includes, by the way, and I admire these people. I admire all workers, okay? This includes people driving emergency vehicles, the firemen, the cops, and all this. Love you all, but I got news for you. You have jobs. Yeah. What about, I'm sorry, but I don't feel for you. I don't feel sorry for you. I feel sorry for the young unwed mother who just lost her job where she was
waiting tables. Yeah, agree. Thank you.
That's who I feel for. Yes. And if we're going to, you know, we've got these donation drives for frontline workers. I think every dime of that should go to people who don't have jobs.
Yeah, the people that are on the front line, quote unquote, have jobs.
Good jobs. Good jobs making good money.
I would like to quit using that terminology. So I guess what we need to do is think of another name for a worker that would be, I guess we should just go back to calling them what they are. If they're a nurse or a doctor or a checkout clerk or a stock boy or a stock girl or a deli worker or whatever the case may be, why don't we just call them what they are, Dan? Or
Andy.
Dan just texted,
texted.
And said that the Uber driver should get frontline status. That's why I said,
let me ask
you, his text.
What is a dumber title, frontline or essential?
They're both dumb.
I know. It's kind of
essential.
A tie.
Every worker is essential.
I know.
Otherwise, the economy doesn't work. So they're all essential.
But all this stuff, honoring essential workers, honoring frontline workers, you're honoring people who chose their profession and are still getting paid.
And maybe you happen to be in an essential line of work because that's what the government says? Am I right?
Yeah. Who's the government to dictate
Who's
that?
Defining essential? The government is. But that's not what an essential worker is. Not to me.
You know, I think of all the those young people who worked at movie theaters. And by the way, I don't know why I even have to qualify this. It annoys me that I have to say, yes, I love those who run emergency vehicles and doctors and nurses and all. I love them all, okay? That's not what I'm saying here. I'm saying, no offense, I don't feel sorry for you. I don't think you deserve a dime more. I believe any dime we can come up with, we need to get to the people who've lost their jobs because King Polis put them out of it.
Andy, I feel, I know this might be a stretch, but you know, I work a lot of hours in a week. You know that.
Yeah.
Charlie knows that. I mean, everybody listening pretty much knows that. You know how much I'm on air. You know what I do off air and so on. So, yeah, I work a lot of hours.
Yeah, I hear you whine constantly. Go ahead.
All the time. You know, I consider my Saturday night out, you know, my Saturday night dinner out, essential. Government doesn't see it as that, but I do. I don't have to cook or dink around or, you know, eat in on a Saturday night. I would like to go out to a restaurant and eat in. And by the way, not eat where it's 23 degrees outside. I did that the other night. I'd rather eat in the warm restaurant rather than eating outside cold underneath the heater because that's what Governor Polis says you have to do right now. To me, that's essential.
Well, hey, our new First Lady thinks that it's essential to have a psychologist guide a kid through college.
She is a wacko.
If that's essential, why isn't it essential for someone to take care of John Rush after a long, hard week at a restaurant?
Do you get my drift, folks? To me, everybody's essential.
Right.
Everybody's, if you want to call it that, a frontline worker. I mean, we're all...
You're all valuable.
We're all valuable. Yes, thank you. We're all valuable. The other thing that I'm
and
tired
actually,
of is...
And it's actually referred to as hateful if we don't call some people more valuable.
I'm also tired of the people saying, yeah, the lockdowns are great. You know what? You know what those people are doing, Andy? Working from home, getting a paycheck.
Yeah.
It's easy for them to say that when they're working from home, getting a paycheck. Let's hear that from the worker that's not working from home, getting a paycheck, that lost their job and or just got, you know, temporary furlough or whatever the case may be because their place of business got shut down. Or they happen to be the, you know, the worker at the restaurant that gets the chance at actually working that night's shift when there might have been 10 workers there. But instead, the other night I went to a place where there were three people there working, the cook, the bartender slash waiter. And looked like probably the owner running around.
Yeah, all those other people are out of work.
They're gone. They're not there that night. And, you know, it could have been that that particular waiter that night was just the rotational guy that happens to be there that night. I don't know the circumstances, but, you know, did I leave the guy a really great tip? Yeah, because he waited on like three tables that night when he probably would have had 15.
Sure. And you're a pretty good tip.
What a bunch of garbage. I'm sitting there the entire night just getting more ticked about where we're at.
Me too. Me too.
Because I'm mad. I'm mad at our governor for doing what he's done. I'm ticked.
You know, it blows my mind. The guy, he suffers not at all from any of this.
Zilch.
Zilcho. He ruins all these lives, and he gets praised for it.
Exactly right. So, folks, Enchanted Kitchens is next. Find him at klzradio.com.
The Enchanted Kitchens design team will make your ideas work beautifully. You're ready to move forward with your new kitchen design, but you're already worn out by all of the decisions. You've compared prices, you've collected photos online, but now you need help getting started. Let the Enchanted Kitchens design team take it from here. You could pick out new cabinets and countertops from any home supply store, and someone would probably come to your house one time to measure your space. But the Enchanted Kitchens design team will help you make your ideas work beautifully. That's the difference between trying to handle your own kitchen redesign and hiring the professional team of designers at Enchanted Kitchens. You will have an experienced guide to walk you elegantly through the process. Schedule a free, no-obligation consultation at the Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center. Find them now at klzradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
There we go. A little music.
For a moment, you actually looked like you had rhythm.
I do. A little bit. Every now and again.
All right.
Good job, Charlie. Thank you very much. All right. There's a New York gym owner, by the way. We didn't get a chance to talk about this much, but there's a New York gym owner that has got $1.2 million in fines for defying the lockdown that says I ain't paying. Good for him, by the way.
Absolutely good for him. He hasn't done a thing wrong,
good
but employ
for
people.
Him. He's been keeping the business running for 7 months with a better safety protocol than the entities that you're responsible for running, he said, telling this back to the government. Good for him, by the way.
Yep.
Keep it. We need more of that.
Yeah, we do.
High time we just said enough's enough and we get back to normal. Bunch of nonsense. Anyways. All right, 5 o'clock hour's coming up next. Don't go anywhere. Myself, Charlie, and Andy. And let's see, this next hour, what do we got this next hour, Andy?
Well, we got John Zemirak from Stream.org is going to come on, talk about puberty blockers that some activists want kids to take. We're going to have Chase Bonner from the Sports Grill, which is going to be great. Parrot Sports Grill, they're staying in business.
All right, and I think Susan Kochevar as well.
Susan Kochevar, we're going to talk movies.
All right, we'll have that next. Don't go anywhere. Hour number three is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.